First Presidency Message. The Reward of Enduring Well by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. When I was a young man, I served in the church as a counselor to a wise district president. He was constantly trying to teach me. I remember the advice he once gave to me. When you meet someone, treat them as if they were in serious trouble, and you will be right more than half the time. I thought then that he was pessimistic. Now, more than 50 years later, I can see how well he understood the world and life. We all have trials to face, at times very difficult trials. We know that the Lord allows us to go through trials in order for us to be polished and perfected so we can be with Him forever. The Lord taught the prophet Joseph Smith in Liberty Jail that the reward for enduring his trials well would help qualify him for eternal life. My son, peace be unto thy soul. Thine adversity and thine afflictions shall be but a small moment. And then if thou endure it well, God shall exalt thee on high. Thou shalt triumph over all thy foes. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 7 through 8. So many things beat upon us in a lifetime that it may seem hard to endure well. It can seem that way to a family depending on crops when there is no rain. They may wonder, how long can we hold on? It can seem that way to a youth faced with resisting the rising flood of filth and temptation. It can seem that way to a young man struggling to get the education or training he needs for a job to support a wife and family. It can seem that way to a person who can't find a job or who has lost job after job as businesses close their doors. It can seem that way to those faced with the erosion of health and physical strength, which may come early or late in life for them or for those they love. But a loving God has not set such tests before us simply to see if we can endure difficulty, but rather to see if we can endure them well and so become polished. The First Presidency taught Elder Parley P. Pratt, 1807 to 1857, when he was a newly called member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. You have enlisted in a cause that requires your whole attention. Become a polished shaft. You must endure much toil, much labor, and many privations to become perfectly polished. Your Heavenly Father requires it. The field is His. The work is His. And He will cheer you and buoy you up. In the book of Hebrews, Paul speaks of the fruit of enduring well. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Our trials and our difficulties give us the opportunity to learn and grow, and they may even change our very nature. If we can turn to the Savior in our extremity, our souls can be polished as we endure. Therefore, the first thing to remember is to pray always. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5, Alma chapter 34, verses 19 through 29. The second thing is to strive continuously to keep the commandments, whatever the opposition, the temptation, or the tumult around us. See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 30. The third crucial thing to do is to serve the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verse 2, and section 20, verse 31. In the Master's service, we come to know and love Him. We will, if we persevere in prayer and faithful service, begin to recognize the hand of the Savior and the influence of the Holy Ghost in our life. Many of us have for a period given such service and felt that companionship. If you think back on that time, you will remember that there were changes in you. The temptation to do evil seemed to lessen. The desire to do good increased. Those who know you best and loved you may have said, you have become kinder and more patient. You don't seem to be the same person. You weren't the same person. You were changed through the atonement of Jesus Christ because you relied on Him in the time of your trial. I promise you that the Lord will come to your aid in your trials if you seek and serve Him, and that your soul will be polished in the process. I challenge you to put your trust in Him in all your adversities. I know that God the Father lives, and that He hears and answers our every prayer. I know that His Son, Jesus Christ, paid the price of all our sins, and that He wants us to come to Him. I know that the Father and the Son watch over us and have prepared a way for us to endure well and to come home again. Teaching from this message. We all have challenges that test our faith and ability to endure. Consider the needs and challenges of those you teach. Before visiting, you could pray for guidance to know how to better help them endure well. You might consider discussing both the principles and the scriptures President Irene mentions, including prayer, service, and keeping the commandments. You might also share personal experiences of how you have been blessed in ways that have helped you endure well. Applying the First Presidency Message to Youth. When My Friend Died, by Samantha Linton. During my junior year in high school, my friend had a brain aneurysm and passed away the next day. Although I was a member of the church, I still struggled. I'd been taught my entire life that I could turn to Heavenly Father and the Savior for anything, but I never had to go through something like this before. I cried for hours, trying to find something, anything to give me peace. The night after her passing, I turned to the hymn book. As I flipped through the pages, I landed on Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide, hymns number 165. The third verse stuck out to me. Abide with me, 'tis eventide, and lone will be the night. If I cannot commune with thee, nor find in thee my light, the darkness of the world I fear would in my home abide. O Savior, stay this night with me. Behold, 'tis eventide. This verse filled me with so much peace. I knew then that not only could the Savior stay that night with me, but that He also knew exactly how I was feeling. I know that the love I felt through the hymn not only got me through that night, but has also got me through many other trials I've endured. The author lives in Utah, USA. You can download the music to Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide, at lds.org/go/7176. Applying the First Presidency Message to Children. Focus on Jesus. When we focus on Jesus, He can help us handle the hard things in life. Loving others, keeping the commandments, and praying to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ are all ways to focus on Jesus. Draw pictures in the blank squares on page 6 so that each row and each column has a picture for love, prayer, and commandments. End of the First Presidency Message, The Reward of Enduring Well, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.